High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you and good evening, everyone. Tonight we are in Springfield, Nebraska, Flatview High School. We have girls Class C1 sub-district action for you. It's a basketball doubleheader tonight here on Sunny 101.3. This is girls sub-district. Up first, we have the Fall City Tigers facing the homestanding Flatview Trojans. Our nightcap tonight will be the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Rockets of Syracuse. So that's what we have on tap for you. We welcome you to the broadcast on this World Radio Day, they tell me. I didn't know there was such a thing until I got online this morning. World Radio Day today, and we're celebrating here with high school basketball. I want to remind you, we also have a doubleheader going tonight over on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon is at the Rowe Activity Center. Right now, he has the Sacred Heart Girls facing the Pawnee City Girls, and the second half of his doubleheader will be Sterling taking on Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. Those games actually got underway at the top of the hour back at about 5 o'clock, so John's probably moving into the second half of his first ball game of the night. That's going on right now over on KTNC. As I said, we are live tonight from Springfield, Nebraska, actually just east of Springfield, about 3 or 4 miles out here at Flatview High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this ball game. First of all, for the homestanding Flatview Trojans, they are 11-10 on the year. They're coached by head coach Kevin Freeman. He'll go with Emily Weebelhaus. Weebelhaus is a 5'7 senior. Brooklyn Stelic. Stelic, a sophomore at 5'9. Bren Weldon. Weldon, just a freshman in the starting lineup at 5'8. Bailey Tex. Tex is a 5'5 senior, and Hannah Tagle, a senior at 5'5. Now, the two big names you're going to hear are Weebelhaus and Tex. Those two combined for about 30 points per ball game this year so far for Coach Kevin Freeman. Starting lineup for the Fall City Tigers, coached by head coach Andy Armbruster. He'll go with Ava Armbruster, 5'5 and a senior. Caitlin Titus. Titus is a 5'6 junior. Izzy Armbruster. Armbruster, 5'6 and a junior. Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall is a 5'7 senior. And to round out the Lady Tigers starting five will be Emily Vitosh. Vitosh is a 5'7 senior. The Lady Tigers come in here with a record of 6-9 on the year. They're coming off of a big win last night here in the play-in round to get into this sub-district when they beat Conestoga by a score of 47-28. A 19-point win for the Lady Tigers last night over Conestoga. As part of the pregame festivities here, the folks here at Flatview are honoring one of their players for reaching the 1,000-point mark. That's Bailey Tex. We told you you'd be hearing a lot from Bailey Tex and Emily Weebelhaus. We'll step aside now for a 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back inside Flatview High School here near Springfield, Nebraska, as we're having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system. You know, I got to tell you, I travel around to a lot of high schools throughout the course of the year, and there are different levels of showmanship among the public address announcers as you go from one school to another. Some are very laid back, very casual, very quiet about it. Others fairly boisterous, some in the middle of the road. We got a young man tonight that's just doing a bang-up job here. He's really trying to fire this crowd up for the homestanding Flatview Lady Trojans. Each one of the girls is coming out with a basketball to throw to the stands here as they are introduced. So it all kind of adds to the fun and games here. At the half down in Fall City, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading 34-10. Sacred Heart up 34-10 on Pawnee City. That's a halftime score. That game being heard right now over on our sister station, KTNC. Okay, about ready to jump it up here. Brooklyn Stelic, a 5'9 sophomore, will be in the center circle to jump it up against Ashley Kirkendall for the Lady Tigers. Class C1 sub-district basketball, Fall City and Flatview, about to get underway here on Sunny 101.3. Here comes the official. Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Tigers. They tip it back to Izzy Armbruster, quickly gives the basketball off to Ava Armbruster into forecourt on the right wing. Caitlin Titus takes a couple of dribbles, picks up her dribble, feeds it inside the paint. Kirkendall, jump shot off the glass up and good. Ashley Kirkendall has the first 2 points of the ballgame, and Fall City goes on top here 2-0. Just underway in the first quarter at Flatview High School. Into forecourt, Emily Weibelhaus. Weibelhaus with the basketball. She's the point guard. Weibelhaus goes to the left side baseline on the low post. Can't get to the basket. Kicks it back up top to Bailey Tex. Tex, who was honored just a moment ago for hitting 1,000 points in her high school career. Here's a feed in the paint and a floater that's up and off. No good. The ball is tipped around. The rebound picked up by Hannah Tagle. Out to the right side. A three is launched on the way up and off. No good. Put up by Weibelhaus. Rebound comes down to Fall City. Then a big battle after the loose basketball. Held ball is called. Possession arrow will favor Flatview. Lady Trojans will have the ball. 7:05 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0. Fall City with the early lead. Inbounding the ball for Flatview on the baseline. Under the basket is Bailey Tex. She gets a 5-second call. Could not find anybody open, and a 5-second count is going to turn the ball back over to the Tigers. We're going to have full court pressure now from the Trojans on the inbound pass. Vitash to inbound the ball on the baseline under her own basket. She manages to get it in. Gets it into Ava Armbruster coming down the right sideline, double team. Armbruster is trapped, needs help. Tries to get rid of the ball, is stolen, and then stepping out of bounds with the basketball as she makes the steal is Emily Weibelhaus. I laughed a little bit at the expression on her face. She knew she was out of bounds. It was a frustrated smile for the official. Inbound the pass to Ava Armbruster. Great sportsmanship. I love to see a smile like that. There's Fall City with the basketball. Caitlin Titus off to the left wing, finds Armbruster. Ava Armbruster on the dribble to the right side. Back to Titus it comes. Here's a pass that's tipped away and deflected. Trying to go to Ava Armbruster down in the corner, knocking the ball away out of bounds was Emily Weibelhaus. 6:39 to play, first period. Fall City up 2-0. courtesy of a little floater by Ashley Kirkendall there in the opening minute. Fall City with the basketball. Ava Armbruster dribbles to the left wing, works back inside the paint, kicks it up to Kirkendall. She again goes inside the paint. Vitosh for a long two off the rim. It rolled around, wouldn't drop for, and the rebound is brought down and cleared away by Brooklyn Stelic. Stelic with the outlet pass comes to Tex. Bounce pass on the baseline under the basket. Back to the corner left side, long three, in and out of there. Here's a struggle for the rebound. Follow shot, put back up and off, no good. Ball is tipped around again, another rebound for Platteview. Three from the corner right side, doesn't go. And now finally, Ava Armbruster comes down with a rebound. Armbruster being harassed all the way down the court. She takes it to the low post on the right side of the basket. Comes up to the top of the key just outside the three-point arc. Had the ball tipped away. Now it goes to Vitas. She hits the floor. A cross-court pass. Goes over to Izzy Armbruster. And now the ball tipped away. Touch last by Ava Armbruster here at midcourt. It'll be a turnover for the Lady Tigers. 5:39 to play first period. Platteview has been held scoreless thus far. Fall City up 2-0. Ashley Kirkendall with the only basket of the game thus far. Here comes Platteview to set their offense. Picking up her dribble is Weeblehouse at the top of the key. Armbruster had her trapped out there. She got it to Bailey Tex. Tex goes into the corner. Driving layup, floater off the glass and good. And getting the layup was Bailey Tex. Tex with the first 2 points for Platteview. Here's a steal on the inbound pass to the top of the key. To the right elbow, there's a three from the corner that's coming off, no good. Rebound Platteview. Ball tipped away by Armbruster, knocked out of bounds. Izzy touched it last, and it'll stay with Platteview. So that full court pressure got the turnover and got the possession back to Platteview after they tied the game at 2 apiece. We've played 3 minutes, 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. On the dribble, that's Weeblehouse, goes to Tex. Tex driving lay-in, floater up and good. Bailey Tex, back-to-back baskets now for Platteview, and it's 4-2. Lady Trojans on top now with 4:49 to go here in the quarter. Now a blocking foul is going to get called on the Trojans. That foul is going to go on Bryn Weldon. On Weldon, her first personal, team foul number one. Checking in to replace Emily Vitosh for the Tigers comes Caitlin Kirkendall, 5'7 junior. Caitlin Kirkendall into the game now for the Lady Tigers. 4-2. Platteview on top. Driving layup. Armbruster got it and she's fouled. Getting the lay-in is Izzy Armbruster, and she drew the foul on the right side baseline as she took the ball to the hole. Emily Weeblehouse will be called for the personal. On Emily, that's her first personal, team foul number two on the Lady Trojans. At the line will be Izzy Armbruster. She has 2 points so far. Shot is up and good on the and one. Got it to fall. Completed the three-point play. And it's 5-4. Fall City back on top. They led it early 2-0. They've retaken the lead. The top of the key is Tex. Feeds it underneath. Shot off the glass on the right side. Up and good by Brooklyn Stelic. Stelic with her first 2 points of the ball game. Lead goes back to Platteview, 6-5. Ava Armbruster down court with the pass. It's going to be tipped away. Touch last by... Well, they're going to say the Lady Tigers touched it last. I didn't see that, okay? So Platteview's going to have the basketball. Bailey Tex will inbound it. Tex tosses into Emily Weeblehouse. Weeblehouse picked up by Armbruster in the man-to-man defense near the midcourt line. Kicks it into the corner, deep baseline right side, Tagle. Tagle back up top to Bailey Tex. Tex with a floater from the right side. It's up and good. Oh, she got the roll. Bailey Tex with 6 points now. And it's 8-5. Here's a steal on the inbound pass and a lay-in by Hannah Tagle. Tigers are going to have to handle that press much better. Timeout taken, Fall City. 3:52 to go first quarter. 10-5. Platteview is up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Well, we'll keep it here live at Platteview. Our score 10-5 right now. The Platteview Lady Trojans on top. They put out the boys' sub-district pairings today on the NSAA website. of interest to the people following this ball game in the Class C1 sub-district. It'll be played at Auburn. Auburn will face Fall City on Tuesday the 20th. Wilbur Claytonia will play Fairbury on the other side of that sub-district at Auburn. We'll talk more about these sub-districts as the night goes on. In D2, played up at Parkview Christian, Lewiston will play Sterling on Monday, and then Parkview Christian will play the winner of that game on Tuesday at 5. Tuesday at 6:45, Sacred Heart will face Diller Odell. That's just some of the boys' sub-district pairings. All right, we move back to live action with 3:52 to go here in the first quarter. Inbound pass comes into Izzy Armbruster. Back underneath the basket, the pass to Caitlin Kirkendall. Izzy Armbruster across the midcourt line to Ava Armbruster. Back to Kirkendall. Izzy chases the ball down near the midcourt line. Izzy picks up the dribble to the right side. Underneath, Kirkendall driving lay-in up and good. Oh, that was sweet. Caitlin Kirkendall found herself all alone under the basket, laid it in. Pulls Fall City back to within 3. 10-7 they trail. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a 3 from the left corner that's up and off the rim. A fight for the rebound. Saved from going out of bounds nicely by Ava Armbruster. She tipped it back into Caitlin Kirkendall, and now Armbruster will bring the basketball up court against pressure. Across court to the far side. It goes to Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley works one-on-one against Tex. Ashley takes it into the paint, kicks it to the right side. Here's a 3 on the way. Armbruster comes up just short. Ava Armbruster launched that 3. And we're just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 10-7. Ball City now trailing Flatview. Again, Tex in the paint. I think we're going to have a foul on the floor. Going to be against the Tigers. Have to wait for the official to come to the sideline here. The foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Ava, that is her first personal, team foul number 1 on the Lady Tigers. First team foul. Flatview to inbound it under their own basket. The inbound pass goes into the corner, deep on the right side. Down deep to Weebelhaus. Back to the top of the circle. Tex with it. Bailey Tex holds the ball a minute. Again, hands to Weebelhaus. They're the primary scorers on this team. Driving lay-in up and off. No good. Weebelhaus. Rebound. Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall, that is. Ashley takes it all the way down court. Wants to go coast to coast with it. Tries to go up with a shot. They're going to say she traveled with the basketball. Pretty good defense down there underneath the basket on the part of Hannah Tagle to get in front of her and force the travel. The lead remains 3 for Flatview, 10-7 with 2:18 to play here in the first quarter at Flatview High School. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Tom Cates, our producer-engineer tonight, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Here's a floater off the right side, up and good, and getting that one again was Bailey Tex. Bailey with 8 points now. She has 8 of Flatview's 12 points. Here's a down-court pass tipped away. Tigers are having a heck of a time handling this full-court pressure by Flatview. Nearly turned it over there again. An inbound pass tossed into Ava Armbruster. Long down court pass into the corner on the right side of the basket to Caitlin Kirkendall. Brings it back up top. Now Caitlin has it on the left side down deep in the corner. Around the horn, outside perimeter, the pass comes to Titus. Titus has her pass stolen away. There's another steal, and we'll have a reach-in foul. It's going to be called on Caitlin Kirkendall. On Caitlin, that is her first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Lady Tigers. Sub into the ballgame, Alex Mandel checking in. Mandel, a 5'9 freshman, into the lineup. Comes in to replace Hannah Tagle. Tagle will have a seat. A minute 30 to play here now in the first quarter. 12-7. Flatview up by 5 in the corner, driving lay-in up and good. That was a really smooth move to the basket across the way there. Getting that one down was Chloe Willett, who just came into the ballgame moments ago, and Chloe Willett broke for the lay-in on the baseline. Here come the Tigers now, trailing by 7, all the way in for the layup goes Armbruster. Layup is up off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Alexis Mandel. Mandel into forecourt. Flatview came in with 3 new ball players at that last break. Here's a driving lay-in, up and off, no good. Pulling down the defensive rebound is Ashley Kirkendall. A steal! They took the ball away from Ashley Kirkendall, and getting the lay-in is Bailey Tex. Tex in double figures now has 10 points. That's 6 points, possibly eight, that I know of just from turnovers against this pressure. They nearly turn it over again. Now Kirkendall puts it to the corner to Titus. Underneath left side, lay-in. Oh, open, uncontestedly, it wouldn't go. Caitlin Kirkendall had it all alone on the left side of the basket. Couldn't get the layup. 16-7. The lead is 9 now for Platteview. Lady Trojans with the basketball. Weldon across to the near side. Thinking about the three was Weeblehouse. Now a 2 for Weeblehouse. Banked off the glass, up and off, no good. Rebound for Fall City to Ashley Kirkendall. She'll bring the basketball up court herself and set the offense. 7 seconds to go. Kirkendall shot up off the back of the glass. No. Rebound Platteview. Buzzer will sound. There's the end of the first quarter. After one period, Platteview leads it 16-7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Platteview High School. After one quarter, the Lady Trojans lead the Fall City Lady Tigers 16-7. Our end of first quarter score, we move into the second stanza. Tigers will have the basketball. Izzy Armbruster across court pass to Titus on the far side. Now to Ava Armbruster into the corner. Emily Vitash handles the ball. She's back into the contest here. Around the horn back up to Titus. Here's a long three. Titus off the glass, no. And the rebound comes down to the Trojans. Probably the most thing that stands out the most is how the Trojans have controlled the boards here. They're just on the offensive and defensive side, getting nearly all of the rebounds. They're not that much bigger than Fall City, but across court, they feed it underneath. There's a nice job trying to tip the ball away by Ashley Kirkendall. They were trying to feed it underneath to Hannah Tagle on the left side of the basket. Ashley Kirkendall would have none of that. She tipped the ball away. Emma Weeblehouse will inbound it under her own bucket. Weeblehouse inbounds the pass. Shot is up and good. Put in by Brooklyn Stellick. That's her second bucket of the night. She's got 4 points. Here's another steal on the full court pressure. Driving lay-in up and good. Emily Weeblehouse with her first 2 points. That's 8 points that I know of that have come off of steals here against this full court pressure. So the Lady Tigers are really struggling dealing with this pressure being applied by the Trojans. All right, Vitash will inbound this one under the Trojan basket against the press. Gets it into Ava Armbruster. Ava goes right back to Vitash. Vitash across court pass to Izzy Armbruster. Izzy spin move, still in backcourt of the Vitash. Now they finally get it across the timeline just before the 10-second count. Ava Armbruster driving lay-in up, doesn't go, whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Ava Armbruster at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. Foul's going to be on Brooklyn Stellick. That is her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Trojans. Ava Armbruster at the line. She's not scored yet tonight. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Ava Armbruster, a 5'5 senior, not wanting this to be her last high school basketball game here in the sub-districts. She'll have a second shot coming. Second shot is on the way. It's up and good also. Ava Armbruster hits a pair. Pulls Fall City back within 11 now. They trailed there momentarily at 20-7. They were down 13 points. Now here's a pass underneath the basket. Right side shot is up and good. Getting that one on the right side of the lane was Brooklyn Stellick. She's got a pair of baskets here in this quarter. Has 6 points now. Again, full court pressure. having trouble with it. They get it to Abe Armbruster across the timeline. Armbruster getting bumped around pretty good over here. No whistle, a lot of contact. Vitosh at the top of the key. Comes back to Vitosh. He's knocked to the floor. The ball is tipped out of bounds as Emily Vitosh gets knocked to the floor. She's not happy about it when she gets up. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Inbounding the pass, Izzy Armbruster on the baseline under her own basket. Izzy to inbound the ball. Bounce pass comes in, goes off the foot of one of the defenders, kicked under there by Brooklyn Stelic. It'll stay with Fall City, and they'll continue to play it in on the baseline. This time right square under the basket is where they'll inbound it. Lob pass comes in. Kirkendall takes it to the hoop, off the glass, up and good. Getting that lay-in was Ashley Kirkendall, her second bucket of the night. She has 4 points now, makes it 22-11. There's a three from the right side, up and good. And hitting that three, I'm going to have to wait till I get a better look at her here. We'll see who got that one in just a moment. Here come the Tigers down court with the ball. They feed it inside. That was Alexis Mandel, I think. No, check that. That was Brett Weldon that hit the three a moment ago. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Fall City. Yet another turnover, and the ball's going to go over to Platteview. Lady Trojans up by 14 now, 25-11, with 5.5 minutes to play just the second quarter here at Platteview High School. In the paint to the right side, off the glass, shot is up and good. Bren Weldon, she hit the three just a moment ago and now gets the easy two. And it's starting to open up a huge lead here now for Platteview, 27-11. Lady Tigers down by 16 at this point. Trying to break the press all the way in, going for the lay-in. The ball is chipped away and knocked out of the hands of Ashley Kirkendall. Back into the lineup for Fall City comes Caitlin Kirkendall onto the floor. Alexis Mandel, the freshman, is back on the floor now for Platteview. And here's Delaney Godeman making her first appearance of the night for the Lady Tigers. Godeman to inbound it under the basket. Godeman inbounds the pass. Shot is up. Off. Won't go down. Ashley Kirkendall. A lot of contact. No whistle. 27-11. The lead 16. Left side in the corner. Driving floater from the baseline. Shot is up and off. No good. That shot put up down in the corner left side by Tagle. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Fall City's basketball. Deep corner, low post underneath. They feed it into Ava Armbruster to the right side. Kirkendall, shot is up and good. Caitlin Kirkendall got that lay-in. Caitlin now with 4 points in the ballgame. 27-13, the lead is back to just 14. Momentarily there, it was a 16-point lead. Again, here comes Platteview on the right wing, trying to get to the basket, working hard. Weibelhaus in the paint, floater. Weibelhaus short off the front of the rim, got her own rebound, fighting for the rebound. The whistle. We're going to have a foul called on the Tigers. I think that's going to go on Caitlin Kirkendall. On Caitlin, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Tigers. Back into the lineup now comes Chloe Willen. Willen on the floor for Platteview. Trojans lob pass inside the paint. Back it comes to Weibelhaus from the left corner. Shot up and good. Emily Weibelhaus, her second bucket of the night. She has 4 points. Now it's a 17-point lead here. 30-13. Tigers down by 17 with 3:50 to play in this first half. Fall City struggling. Here's a long three that's off the iron by Ava Armbruster. It's going to go out of bounds off of Platteview. Fall City struggling with this full court pressure from Platteview. Numerous turnovers, and I think every one of those turnovers has resulted in points for Platteview. When they do get the steal, they cash in on it and usually get a lay-in out of the thing. Ava Armbruster into Izzy, right back to Ava on the baseline. A push foul down deep on the baseline. See who this one's going to go on. That foul is going to be on Emily Weibelhaus. It's her second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. 3:37 to go here in the first half. Fall City's basketball. That was kind of cool. Ava Armbruster played it in off the back of one of the defenders. Came in and caught the ball herself just to get it in bounds. Armbruster to the left side. Across court. Goes over to Caitlin Kirkendall. Godeman feeds back in. Ashley Kirkendall, bounce pass underneath. Shot is up. It's good. The basket's going to count by Izzy Armbruster. And she drew the foul. So for the second time tonight, Izzy's going to have the chance for the and one. Izzy Armbruster. Waiting to see who they put that foul on. This scoreboard here is a little hard to read. Shot is up and off. No good for Izzy Armbruster. Rebound right back into Izzy. Izzy kicks it up to the left corner. Ashley Kirkendall backing in the paint. Out to Godeman. Godeman thought about the shot at the free throw line. Doesn't take it. A cross-court pass. Izzy Armbruster. Long three for Izzy. Off the rim and the rebound comes down to Flatview. Into forecourt. The Lady Trojans with the basketball. Nearly stolen away over there. That foul a minute ago was on Brooklyn Stelly, just for the record. That is her second personal, third team foul. Whole host of new subs in again. We've got three new ball players out there. Maddie Stuckenholz, a freshman, 5'2", making her first appearance tonight for Flatview. Stuckenholz, the 5'2 freshman, gets the inbound pass, dribbles to the left wing. Bounce pass goes inside in traffic where it's tipped away. Izzy Armbruster gets the steal, flips the loose basketball out to Ava Armbruster. Ava almost had it dribbled away from her. Ball was knocked away, knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Bryn Weldon, a freshman. The basketball will stay with the Lady Tigers. Inbound the pass to the left elbow. Across court it goes to Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley on the left wing got away from the defender. There's a collision and a foul going to be called on Maddie Stuckenholz. On Stuckenholz, her first personal. I believe that's going to be the third team foul of the period. Check that. That's a fourth team foul of the quarter. Back into the ball game now comes Emily Weibelhaus onto the floor. She will replace Alexis Mandel. Tigers down 30-15 here. 2:26 to go in the first half. Ava Armbruster trying to get something set up here to run an offense. Godeman comes out to set a pick for a cross court pass. Izzy Armbruster back into Ava. Izzy feeds Ava. Ava with the lay in. Ava Armbruster, her first field goal tonight. She has 4 points now. The lead is back down to 13. They trailed by 17 momentarily. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Armbruster over there batting at it. Izzy touched it last. It'll stay with Flatview. Just over 2 minutes to go here now in the first half. 2:02 showing on our game clock. On the attack comes Emily Weibelhaus, working one-on-one with Ava Armbruster. Spin move in the paint. Puts it out to the corner. Ball's going to go out of bounds, they say. Oh. Andy Armbruster disagrees, and I would also. That was clearly knocked out of bounds by Flatview. Well, they just miss it once in a while. Flatview will have the basketball. The inbound pass comes in court to Stuckenhole. She has it stolen away by Ava Armbruster. Ava wants to take it all the way in, kicks it to the right side to Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall in the paint. Short jumper off the front of the glass would not go. Boy, that was a high percentage shot right in front of the bucket. Just wouldn't drop in there. Down to a minute and a half to go. 90 seconds to play in the quarter. Spin move baseline. Hook shot up off. No good. Whistle foul. And we're going to shoot free throws. We'll see who goes to the line here in just a moment. Foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster, her second personal, second team foul. At the free throw line, Emily Weibelhaus, her first step to the line tonight. Shot is up and good. Sat there a minute on the rim before decided it wanted to drop in. Back on the floor comes Brooklyn Stelling now. Stelling in replacing Maddie Stuckenholz for Flatview. Coach Kevin Freeman substituting freely here. Weibelhaus ready for her second free throw. It's up and it's off. Does not go. And the rebound taken out under the basket by Ashley Kirkendall. Her outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. Ava gets it into forecourt. Works to the right side of the free throw lane. Reverses herself with a left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Now feeds Kirkendall on the right wing. Delaney Godeman at the top of the circle. A cross-court pass to the left side. Armbruster tries to go in for another shot in the paint. Gets knocked to the floor. Yet another whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Stelling. On Stelling, I have that as her third personal. Team foul number four, number five, rather. Timeout taken by Flatview with a minute and 8 seconds to go in the first half. 31-17, Flatview on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Neenah County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Platteview High School, just east of Springfield, Nebraska. A minute eight to play here in the first half, 31-17. Platteview leading the Fall City girls. When play is resumed, Ava Armbruster will be at the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots. She's 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight, has 4 points. This shot is up and good. The senior now with 5 points on the evening. Second free throw coming up for Ava Armbruster. 5'5 senior playing for her dad here tonight. Andy Armbruster, the head coach. Second shot is up and good also. She went 4 for 4 from the line. Hasn't touched the rim on any of them. They've all been right down the middle of the hole. 31-19, the lead down to 12. Fall City slowly chipping away at this. They were down 17. There's a driving layup up and off. No good. Armbruster with the rebound. Ava backs it up near midcourt. Now needs some help. Kirkendall gives it off to her. She'll get it across the timeline ahead of the 10-second count. Ashley Kirkendall works to the right side of the lane. Wants to go into Vitas, who falls to the floor. Back up top to Ava Armbruster. Looking to Izzy on the left wing. 30 seconds to go in the half. Vitas around the horn. Lob pass in. Izzy Armbruster moves to the basket. Driving layup up. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound. Pulled down quickly into forecourt. That was Willen with the rebound. There's a jump shot from the right side that's up and off. No good. The ball goes to the floor. Everybody after. Fall City has it with 13 seconds to go. They'll have to hurry it up the floor. Ava Armbruster with 8 seconds to play across the timeline. Ava to the right side. She'll put up a long three that doesn't go. It'll go out of bounds. The buzzer sounds, and at the half, the Platteview Lady Trojans leading the Fall City Lady Tigers. Our halftime score, Platteview 31 and Fall City 19. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to noon. Talk to the pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip a month to the pharmacy. Also offering flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust your Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more. Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Fall City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as 3 different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's halftime scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, Well, at the half, the Platteview Lady Trojans leading the Fall City Tigers 31-19, our halftime score. Individual scoring for Platteview, Bailey Tex leads away with 13 points. Brooklyn Selly has 6. Emily Weevilhaus with 5. And then 2 points each for Chloe Willen, Bren Weldon, and Hannah Tagle for their total of 31. From the free throw line, the Plattsmouth Trojans, or the Platteview Trojans, went 1 out of 2 at the charity stripe. For your Fall City Tigers, they're led at halftime by Ava Armbruster with 6 points. Izzy Armbruster has 5. 4 points each for Ashley Kirkendall, and 4 points for Caitlin Kirkendall for their total of 19. Fall City made 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. The score by quarters, Platteview led after one quarter 16-7. They lead here at the half 31-19. This halftime scoring recap presented by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to send it back to Tom Keats back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. He'll have 2 minutes of sponsor information, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 30 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 60 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, slight chance for isolated rain showers, lows dip down to about 31. A dusting of snow Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital extends a heartfelt salute to our incredible FFA chapters. We recognize that your hard work and dedication helps fulfill the mission of the Blue Jacket. You certainly inspire us all. As your proud community healthcare partner, thank you for cultivating leadership, growth, and service in our communities.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Flatview High School. It's halftime. The Flatview Trojans leading the Fall City Tiger Ladies 31-19, our halftime score. We've got a final for you now from the Rural Activity Center in the Class D2 sub-district. Sacred Heart Irish have defeated Pawnee City. The final in that one, 56-20. That game was heard live over on KTNC. Right now on KTNC, John Nixon has the Humboldt Table Center Titans taking on the Sterling Jets. That game is underway now, again on KTNC. Special welcome to all of our listeners listening in tonight online at mscsports.net. All you need to do is click on Listen Live and select KLZA for the Sunny 101.3 broadcast. On this World Radio Day, they tell me. I didn't know there was such a thing as World Radio Day. My buddy Matt Coatney put it up on his Facebook page this morning that we're celebrating World Radio Day. I believe him. Matt would never steer me wrong. How about that Super Bowl? Was that fun or what? Tell you, anytime you can get a game of that stature and get it into overtime, I think everybody has to be pretty well pleased and be pretty well entertained. For my book, that was probably one of the most enjoyable Super Bowls I've watched in a long time. A lot of fun. All right. We'll move to second half action. This is the first of two games, a doubleheader. Coming up later, the Auburn girls and the Syracuse Rockets. Fall City will have the first possession to start this third quarter. Same five starters in for the Tigers that started the ball game. The inbound pass comes into Ava Armbruster. Ava goes into the corner to Emily Vitosh. Down deep, low post left side. Feeds it inside the paint. Kirkendall back to Vitosh. Open look three from the left side. Rimmed it in and out. Doesn't go with the rebound. Pulled down by Bren Weldon. Weldon gets the outlet pass quickly. Off to her teammate, Emily Weibelhaus. This is Weibelhaus with the basketball. At the top of the circle, looks for the cutter, going to the paint, driving lay-in, up and good. The basket's up, hitting the basket was, I believe, Luis got that one. We'll get it figured out here. No, check that. That was Bailey Tex. Tex with the lay-in. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Fall City. 33-19, your score now. Bailey Tex put that one in. In the backcourt, the inbound pass comes into Ava Armbruster. To the left side, Ashley Kirkendall. Top of the key, back up to Ava with the basketball. A cross-court pass. Izzy Armbruster handles it. Finds Ava again between the rings at the top of the key. Now Titus handles the ball on the right elbow. Back to Ava. Left side, Vitosh. Down to Caitlin Titus. Low post, left side. Into Armbruster. Has the ball stripped away and stolen. Fast break. Two on two. Fast break. They feed it into the bucket. Ball away shot off the glass. Up and good. That's Bailey T. Tech's got that one down. Bailey's easy to spot. She's got some bright blue shoes on out there, almost fluorescent blue. Here's Vitae feeding underneath. Kirkendall kicks it back out from Titus. There's a three from the right side. Ava Armbruster off the glass, doesn't go. And the rebound once again, as is the case most time, went to Platteview. Platteview completely dominating under the basket on the boards and getting a lot of turnovers from their full court press, and hence the 16-point lead now, 35-19. That's been the two things that have got it done here for Platteview. Brooklyn Stelling has the basketball. She goes across to the left side. There's a driving layup that's up and off, no good. Put up by Weebelhaus. The rebound comes down to the Tigers, and Ava Armbruster will bring it across the timeline. Ava Armbruster off to little sister Izzy Armbruster, left wing. Back it comes to Ava. A cross-court pass. Titus handles the basketball. Caitlin Titus gives to Izzy. Back to Vitash in the corner. In traffic. Kirkendall kicks it back to the top of the key. Ava Armbruster, a cross-court pass. Baseline in the corner to Vitash. All the way around the horn. A cross-court pass now in the left corner. Izzy Armbruster for three. Up and off, no good. And, of course, the rebound comes down to Platteview. They were the only one with anybody even under the basket. Four girls there. Nobody even in a position to rebound. There's a shot up from the left side, up and good by Bailey Tex. Tex with 19 points now in the ballgame as she drilled that one with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The lead is 18 now for Platteview at 37-19. Still in backcourt. Here's another turnover on the press, and then the ball is stolen right back by Kirkendall. Getting the steal back is Ashley Kirkendall. Now stolen back the other direction. Tex with a driving lay-in up and good. Bailey Tex now with 21 points in the ballgame for Bailey Tex. 4.5 minutes to go. Full court pressure. I'm going to get a blocking foul this time. Going to be called on Platteview as they're applying the pressure down here. I think Hannah Tagle is going to get tagged for that one on Tagle. That will be her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Timeout taken on the floor, 4:31 to play third period, 39-19. Fall City trails. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Platteview High School. The Lady Tigers down now by 20, 39-19 our score. 8 unanswered points to start this third quarter for Platteview, and they've kind of blown this thing wide open. Coming up after this, the second half of our doubleheader will be the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. They'll be taking on the Syracuse Rockets. Syracuse got a win over Auburn earlier this season by 10. Auburn looking to get revenge for that. Here's a jump shot by Izzy Armbruster that's off the iron and won't go. Rebound, as per usual, down to Platteview. Platteview just completely dominating the boards in this ballgame. Right wing with the basketball, dribbling back out to the top of the circle. Emily Weebelhaus, they feed it underneath the Tex. Tex went up, got the basket, and drew the foul. She will be fouled also. Bailey Tex having herself a night. She's got 23 points now in the basketball game. The foul is going to be called on Emily Vitash. On Emily, her first foul, first team foul of the quarter on Fall City. Bailey Tex looking for point number 24 here. Shot is up short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it down. She missed the free throw, but she has 23 in the ballgame already. All right, with the basketball. Top of the circle, on the dribble to the right side it goes. Inside the paint, Ava Armbruster tries a bounce pass underneath. Vitash, underhanded, reverse layup, missed it. Over the top, rebound Platteview. Fast break the other way. Driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Bailey Tex with the lay-in. She just keeps putting them in. I think I've got her with 25 points now for Bailey Tex in this basketball game. Yep, 25 on the board. In the paint, fall away shot up and off, no good, put up by Kirkendall, Ashley Kirkendall. One and done. They don't get many second opportunities here for Fall City. The shot doesn't fall. The rebound most of the time is falling the way of Platteview. Now falling to the floor, traveling is going to be called a travel on Emily Weebelhaus. Substitutes into the game now for Platteview. Bryn Weldon back on the floor. Alexis Mandel also checking in. For Fall City, here's Caitlin Kirkendall in, replacing Emily Vitosh for the Tigers. 2:58 to go in the ballgame. It's 43-19. Platteview dominating here now, starting to blow this thing wide open, up by 24 points. Tigers desperately need to get some offense going. With the basketball for Fall City is Caitlin Kirkendall. She works it under the basket, puts it in, put a pass inside to Ashley Kirkendall, but the ball is stripped away and stolen, and Platteview comes up with the basketball. Chloe Willen into forecourt. Willen feeds it to the baseline, deep on the left side, a cross-court pass to the near side. Mandel can't get the shot. Watch out, that's Bailey Tex with the ball. She's had the hot hand. Out of the top of the key, a long three is short, and the rebound comes down to Ava Armbruster. Ava Armbruster pushes it down across the timeline. 2 minutes, 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here's Ava all the way in for the driving layup. Did not get it, but she draws the foul, and we'll put Ava Armbruster at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Bryn Weldon. On Weldon, her second personal, team foul number two of the quarter. Ava Armbruster, a perfect 4-for-4 from the line tonight. This one is up. She's now 5-for-5 and hasn't touched the rim yet on any of those free throws. She has 7 points in the ballgame. Ava Armbruster getting set for her second free throw attempt as she looks to the hoop. Second free throw for Armbruster's up. This one is just short off the front of the rim. The rebound down to Platteview. Trojans with the basketball. They push it down court in a hurry to the left side of the lane. In the paint to the right side it comes. Here's a long three, right corner, short off the rim. Rebound. Caitlin Kirkendall with the rebound. Ashley Kirkendall, rather. Ashley got that one. Gives the outlet pass up court to Ava Armbruster. Across to the right side on the wing. Izzy Armbruster looks for Delaney Godeman. Godeman picks up her dribble, needs help. Ava comes over to get the ball from her. A minute 34 to play in the third quarter. Izzy Armbruster with the ball left wing. Down to Caitlin Kirkendall. Back up to the left side it comes. Here's Ava Armbruster again penetrating. Izzy Armbruster three. Nope, off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound pulled away by Bryn Weldon, the 5'8 freshman. Weldon's done a good job on the defensive boards down here tonight for the Trojans. Here's a long three from the right side. It's up and good. Nailing that three was Emily Weebelhaus. Weebelhaus now has 8 points in the ball game. That's 8 for Emily. On the right side, a long three is up, and no, that won't go down for Armbruster. So with the basketball into forecourt at the top of the circle, they set it up. Dribbling to the left side of the lane. They feed it into the corner, under the basket in heavy traffic. Back it comes into the paint. Another floater by Weebelhaus up and good. Emily Weebelhaus laid that one in. For Emily, I believe that's 11 points now in the basketball game for Weebelhaus. 23 seconds to go here in the quarter. At the free throw line, top of the key, Izzy Armbruster to the left wing. Delaney Godeman to Ava Armbruster with 10 seconds. A cross-court pass, it goes to Izzy on the far side. Driving the baseline, low post right side, Kirkendall. Jump shot up, couldn't get it. She'll be fouled, and we're going to put Ashley Kirkendall at the free throw line. She has 4 points so far tonight, has not been to the line yet this evening for Fall City. Here's Caitlin Titus up off the bench. She'll be checking in after this first free throw. Ashley Kirkendall at the line shooting two. The first free throw is up and it is good. She hit it. Ashley now with 5 points in the ball game. 3 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 48-21. Flatview with the lead. Ashley Kirkendall has a second free throw coming. This shot is on the way up. It's good also. She hit them both. Ashley now with 6 points for the senior. Down quickly, a shot at the buzzer does not go after three quarters, 48-22. Flatview leads it. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, that third quarter was not kind for the Tigers. They were outscored 17-3 in that third period. Ball City did not score a field goal. All three of their points came at the free throw line. In the paint, there's a little float of this up. Off the rim won't go. That was Bailey Tex again, who already has 25 points in the basketball game here. Ball City down court with it. Izzy Armbruster left wing goes to Ava Armbruster. Ava back up to Izzy. Possibly the last time this sister combination will be on the floor together in this ball game as they trail 48-22. Izzy and Ava playing for their dad, Andy, the head coach here. Vitash feeds it underneath the right side. Turn around Izzy. Oh, a nice move, but Izzy just couldn't get it to fall. The rebound to Bailey Tex. Tex puts it all the way down court to the right side baseline. Huge collision. Ball goes out of bounds off of Hannah Tegel. Now back into the lineup comes Emily Weibelhaus. Emily with 11 points in the ball game thus far for Flatview. Here come the Lady Tigers trying to find some offense. They've only got 7 minutes left to put to work here. Izzy Armbruster across court pass. Caitlin Titus. Titus feeds it into Izzy. Izzy has the ball tipped away. It's knocked out of bounds over in the corner. Knocked out over there by Brooklyn Stelly. It'll stay with the Tigers. Inbounding the pass. Ashley Kirkendall in the corner. Ashley to toss it in. Running out of time. She lobs it up high. It's going to be tipped away and stolen on the steal. The fast breakaway. They save it from going out of bounds, and they'll set the offense. So the inbound pass turns it over. Here's that long three that's in and out. Rebound taken away by Tegel. Another three from the left wing that's off. Tegel again with the rebound. This time it's taken away by Armbruster. Izzy Armbruster. One on three fast break. Has to hold it up. Gives it up to the left wing. Kirkendall. Ava Armbruster launches a three that hits the back of the rim and doesn't go. Vitosh did a good job of reaching in there and tying up Brooklyn Stelic. Stelic had the rebound. Emily Vitosh just stepped in, tied her up, and got the basketball. 6:18 to go in the ball game. It's 48-22. Flatview with the game in control here. Shot off the glass up and good, and the whistle and the foul. Getting the basket was Ashley Kirkendall. She got it to fall. Now she'll have the and one coming. Ashley Kirkendall for the and one at the line. Ready to put up, try and complete the three-point play here. The shot is on the way. It's up and it's good. She got it. I got Ashley with 9 points now. For Ashley Kirkendall, she leads all scorers for Fall City. Makes it 48-25. Flatview's basketball. Dribbling in, driving lay-in up. Won't go down. That shot put up by Tex. Ball rebound comes down to Vitosh. Vitosh gets it out to Titus. Titus off to Ava Armbruster, and she'll bring the ball up court. 5:51 to go in the ball game. Izzy Armbruster for a long three that doesn't go. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Platteview. It's going to go on Bren Weldon. On Weldon, that should be her third personal. And team foul number two of the quarter. Seems to be some confusion here with the officials. Now we get it straightened out. Izzy Armbruster is going to inbound the pass under the basket. Baseline left side under her own goal. Gets it into Ava Armbruster. Floater into paint. Ava, shot is up and good. Ava Armbruster put it down. She's got 9 points now in the ballgame. Got a player shaken up here for Fall City. Looks like it's going to be Ava Armbruster trying to walk it off. The trainer comes out to check her out here. She's going to leave the ballgame. It's a right ankle that she's looking at. And substitutes checking in now for Fall City. Onto the floor, Carly Dunkus checks into the game. Delaney Godeman also back onto the floor, as well as Caitlin Kirkendall. They're all checked back in now for Fall City. 5:40 to go in the ballgame, 48-27. The lead is 21 as Platteview can very patiently come down court here. Now they work to the right side, and traveling is going to be called on Brooklyn Skelly. She walked with the basketball. Coach Kevin Freeman has been substituting pretty freely all night here. Now Mandy Stuckenholz back into the lineup, as is Alexis Mandel, a pair of freshmen. Stuckenholz 5'2 freshman, Mandel 5'9. Coach Freeman's freshmen have seen a lot of action tonight. Maybe he can rest the legs of his varsity players a little bit here for the upcoming sub-district final, and they'll face either... Oh, there's a three from the top of the key that's up and good. Nice-looking shot by Caitlin Kirkendall. Caitlin has 7 points now. We said the winner of this will face either Auburn or Syracuse. That's the game coming up next. Under the basket, nice little dish to the left side, up and off, no good. Put out by Weebelhaus. Fight for the rebound. Possession arrow on the held ball favors Platteview. Under 5 minutes to go in this one. 4:55 on the game clock. 48-30. The lead down to 18 now. Inbound pass. Spin move. Baseline up and off. No good. Rebound. Caitlin Kirkendall with the defensive board. Outlet pass to Izzy Armbruster. Top of the key, round it comes to Kirkendall. In the corner left side, Dunkus handles the ball. Caitlin Dunkus, top of the key. Top of the circle, Delaney Godeman. On the right wing, Kirkendall. She lost her dribble. Now Dunkus again with the basketball. They run a weave at the top of the key. Looking for Dunkus on the baseline. They knocked it away from Carly out of bounds, but touching it last was Platteview. It'll stay with Fall City. Delaney Godeman will inbound it under the Fall City basket with 4:27 to go in the ballgame. Inbound pass to Kirkendall. Right back it comes to Godeman. On the right elbow, Godeman feeds Kirkendall, driving on the baseline. Left side in the corner, Dunkus for an open look. Three comes up short, doesn't get there. And the rebound to Maddie Stuckenholz. Stuckenholz down court in a hurry with it, all the way for the driving layup. Floater in and out. Rebound. Pulled out under the basket by Dunkus. Dunkus clears the defensive board out to Izzy Armbruster, who feeds Godeman on the left wing. Delaney Godeman, top of the key. Gives it up to Caitlin Kirkendall. Again, Dunkus handles the ball to Titus. Godeman has it knocked away from her out of bounds. Platteview touched it last. 3:49 to go in the ballgame here. 48-30 our score. We'll check and see if we've got an update. We don't have any more updates yet from Fall City. We'll keep you posted on how that's going. 48-30, here's our score. Platteview with the lead. Here's another steal by Platteview and yet another turnover on the fast break all the way down. Shot is blocked nicely, in my opinion, by Caitlin Titus. Titus had a whole handful of basketball, but they called a foul. Titus will get called for her first personal. That will send to the free throw line. Bailey Tex already has 25 points in the ballgame. She is 0 for 1 from the free throw line, however. She hits this one. She's now made one out of two from the line and has 26 points. Back into the lineup comes Maddie Stuckenholz, also Bren Weldon, back in for Platteview. Bailey Tex ready for her second free throw. Shot is on the way up. It's good. Hit them both. Bailey Tex now, 27 points. She has 27 of their 50. Over half the points tonight by Bailey Tex, the senior. Here's Carly Dunkus handling the ball for Fall City. Dunkus gives it off to Delaney Godeman. Godeman tried to save the ball from going out of bounds. It's going to be tipped back in, but the loose ball grabbed up by Maddie Schickenholz, the 5'2 freshman. Feeds it under the basket where the pass is stolen away by Caitlin Titus. Titus with some good defense there for Fall City. Caitlin comes up, the junior, with the steal. Kirkendall in the corner right side. This is Caitlin Kirkendall. Inside the paint, driving for the layup. Armbruster stripped of the ball. Here's Godeman launching a three that doesn't go. And the rebound once again comes down to Bailey Tex. Tex down court to the left wing with it. And now we're going to have a timeout taken by Platteview with 2:44 to play in the ballgame. I don't think they're actually going to exercise a timeout. He just wanted to get some subs in. So we'll keep right on playing here. We won't take a break. They check with the coach to see if he wants to just keep the clock. Yes, keep running. Giving Coach Armbruster an option to actually take the timeout if he wants it. Another sub into the ballgame. Hadley Fehrenbruck making her first appearance. Riley Keene coming in for the first time tonight. Riley Keene, 5'3 sophomore. Hadley Fehrenbruck, a freshman at 5'8. On the dribble is Maddie Schickenholz, a driving lay-in off the glass. Doesn't go. She's fouled. She'll be at the line. Maddie Schickenholz, a freshman who just checked in, 5'2". Has not scored tonight. Here she'll be shooting two shots. First shot is up and good. She got it. Maddie Schickenholz, a freshman. And say she got in the scorebook her freshman year at sub-districts. Into the lineup now for Fall City. Jamie Ewers checks in. Ewers comes in replacing Carly Dunkus. Second free throw is up. It's good also. Maddie Schickenholz hits a pair. She's got 2 points. And it's 52-30. The lead is back to 22. Here's Izzy Armbruster to the left corner. Top of the key. Kirkendall lost it. Dribbled away from her and stolen. Pass, the outlet pass comes out to Maddie Schickenholz, who just hit a couple of free throws moments ago. The freshman gets the ball across the timeline to set things up. On the right elbow comes around to Deweese. Top of the circle. Fehrenbruck. Fehrenbruck, jump shot left side, up and good. Oh, that was a sweet move by Alexis Mandel. Mandel got that lay-in off the left side. She's got her first 2 points. It's 54-30. There's a floater that's up and off. No good. Put up by Issy Armbruster. And the rebound once again comes down to Maddie Schickenholz. Schickenholz feeds to the right side. Mandel with the ball. Mandel on the right elbow to the top of the key. Holding the ball is Fehrenbruck, the freshman. Fehrenbruck feeds it out here in the corner. Gives it to Deweese once again. Now from the left corner, a long three, and it's up and off. Doesn't go for Schickenholz. A battle for the rebound under the basket. Fall City came out of there with it, but I think the Tigers are going to get tagged for the foul. Foul's going to go on Caitlin Titus. Titus called for her second personal. Back into the ballgame, Carly Dunkus into the lineup. Emily Schulenberg in the game now, too. Schulenberg, 5'6", junior, with a minute and 30 seconds to go here. 90 seconds left on the board. 90 seconds left in the season for the Lady Tigers. They're down 54-30. There's a floating layup left side, doesn't go, and the rebound taken down by Jamie Ewers. Ewers gets it up to Delaney Godeman. Godeman down court, just over a minute to play. On the left side, handling the ball, Caitlin Titus. They give it up top now. Schulenberg with the ball. Schulenberg give and go to Godeman. Now Dunkus handles the ball. Carly Dunkus looks for the cutter. Finds Schulenberg at the top of the key. Cross-court pass, Caitlin Titus. Lob pass inside. Pass is stolen away. Outlet pass given out to Maddie Schickenholz. She'll bring it up court, working one-on-one against Carly Dunkus. Dunkus trying to slap the ball away. Passes across court to Trinity Pierce. 40 seconds to go. Not much sense in fouling here. The score 54-30. Not sure. Carly Dunkus is going to come out and does commit a foul. Dunkus will get called for the personal on Carly. That will be her first foul. Not yet into the shooting here. That's team foul number four. So, Flatview will inbound it in forecourt. The inbound pass comes into Maddie Stuckenholz. Carly Dunkus chases after her. She kicks it out to the left wing with it. Pass goes out to Hadley Fehrenbruch. Now on the near side, right elbow with the dribble. Ball is stolen away. Nice steal by Jamie Ewers. Ewers brings the ball up court. A one-on-two fast break. Kicks it to the corner to Dunkus. Dunkus couldn't get the open shot. Finds Titus at the top of the circle. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. There's a steal. And just dribbling it out into forecourt, you'll hear the buzzer, and that's the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Flatview Trojans 54 and the Fall City Tigers 30. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, then we'll be back with the postgame show. Take a look at the postgame scoring and all the numbers from this contest. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. The fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game scoring recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. 54-30, your final score tonight. Flatview with the win over Falls City. Let's look at the individual numbers for Flatview. A big night tonight by Bailey Tex, the 5'5 senior, ended with 27 points in the ballgame. Emily Weebelhaus, also in double figures, had 11. 6 points tonight for Brooklyn Stellick, and then 2 points each for Maddie Stuckenholz, Cody Willen, Bren Weldon, Alexis Mandel, and Hannah Tagle. They all had 2 points apiece. That totals up to 54 for Flatview. From the free throw line, the Trojans made 5 out of 7 of their free throws. For the Fall City Tigers, no players reached double figures tonight. Avar Brewster, the senior, had 9 points in the ball game. Ashley Kirkendall, another senior, also finishing with 9 points in the contest. 7 tonight for Caitlin Kirkendall, and Izzy Armbruster added 5 for Fall City's total of 30. From the free throw line, Fall City hit 9 out of 11 at the charity stripe. Score by quarters. Flatview led 16-7 after one period. They were up 31-19 at halftime. It was 48-22 after three quarters. And then your final, 54-30. Flatview tonight with the win. Want to acknowledge the seniors playing their final game tonight here in a Fall City Tiger uniform. Ava Armbruster, Ashley Kirkendall, Emily Vitosh. Those three players playing their final games tonight here on the floor for Coach Andy Armbruster. With the loss, the Tigers end the season in 6-10 on the year. The win improves Flatview's record to 12-10, and they will advance to Thursday night's game at 6:30. Well, they will play the winner of our upcoming game here between Auburn and Syracuse. This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services at Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tosh Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Right now, we're going to send it back to Tom Cates at the Sunny 101.3 Studios to take about a 12 to 13 minute or so break out here. Then we'll be back with our pregame show for the upcoming game between Syracuse and Auburn. That'll be coming up right here on Sunny 101.3.